Then he chased Lars all around, finding different common substances, and eventually he had three different metals and three different non-metals in a pile. They were just ordinary elements, the analyzer said. Iron, silicon, sodium, magnesium, sulfur, and phosphorus. Why? To what end? Johnny tore through some books. Sodium, magnesium, sulfur, and phosphorus had one thing in common. They were of use, one way or another, in explosives. Knowing Turl, that was the first thing Johnny looked up. But this combination he didn't think would explode. Because there they lay, right on the table in an earlier frame, right together, and they didn't explode. Iron and silicon? It seemed that they were very common indeed in the composition of the Earth's crust and core. He looked at a later frame, quite apprehensive. What if Turl made something and then hid it outside and they couldn't find it? What was this devil up to? Ah, Turl might have jumbled up the six elements, but the strange pea-sized mineral had vanished. Johnny backtracked on the disc. Turl had taken the heavy bit of strange metal and measured it, and then had wrapped it all up and put it back in the false cabinet. The place where it had lain now had a dent. He made a braced basket to hold the pea in the center, but he didn't put it in, for it was now back in the cabinet. Then he put the six common elements, each one in the slots on the rods. When one opened the lid, the rods pushed them all in to the center. They would go into contact with each other and with the pea. Johnny knew something about radiation and elements after their early battle. He knew that all you had to do was stimulate the atoms to get a chain reaction going. But Turl was not working with uranium radiation. He couldn't, not with the overstimulation radiation gave to breathe gas. So that P thing must be some higher order of stimulation. Knowing Turl, it would be deadly. He was sure that when that heavy, heavy pea-sized piece of metal was in the center, and somebody opened the lid, and all those metals pushed together and against it, something ghastly was going to happen. Turl locked the pretty box away, cleaned up things, and opened a mathematics text entitled Force Equations, which had nothing to do with teleportation. What was he up to now? And that was as far as the discs went. Their own clock had moved up to noon, as they had gone non-stop, no sleep, no food.
Now I know who made Satan,
said Donaldine.
His name was Turl.